Getting back to gefitinib, and for that matter, erlotinib, can you talk a little bit about the work that you've done looking at EGFR mutations in response to, in this case, gefitinib, but also cetuximab?
Yeah, so the work that's been done with EGFR mutations really has come from Japan, Memorial Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson, Boston, Mass General, et cetera. Those are really the leaders that are doing this type of research. Our primary experience has been with cetuximab. Cetuximab's an interesting drug. I'm not sure what role, if any, it's ever going to have in lung cancer. As you know, it's a monoclonal antibody to EGFR. It's not a tyrosine kinase inhibitor like erlotinib and gefitinib. So we've conducted several trials ourselves. We completed the only trial looking at it as monotherapy in patients with advanced non-small cell. This was in patients second line and beyond, and the majority of patients actually were third line and beyond. We entered 66 patients to the trial. 6 were EGFR negative, 60 were EGFR positive. We had 3 objective responses and a number of patients with stable disease. So it has about a 5% response rate in this group of patients and about a 30% stable disease rate. Median survival time was 7 to 8 months, which is comparable to what you'd expect with other agents. We did do EGFR mutation analysis on this study on about 2/3 of patients. We were able to find 3 patients who had mutations. None of those 3 patients responded to cetuximab. We did not do FISH evaluation or any other evaluation on the patients, just EGFR immunohistochemistry, and then retrospectively some EGFR mutation data. There are a number of phase 2 studies looking at cetuximab combined with chemotherapy. There's a study from Europe, a randomized phase 2, which was cisplatin and vinorelbine with or without cetuximab. And this trial had a slight numerical benefit in survival for the cetuximab arm. This led to a randomized phase 3 study in Europe. Same design, but not a phase 2, but randomized phase 3. That trial has completed accrual. There are a couple of other single-arm studies with carboplatin, gemcitabine, and cetuximab, carboplatin and paclitaxel and cetuximab, which showed some promising survival. A randomized phase 3 study led by Dr. Lynch, I believe, is either completed or near completed with carboplatin, paclitaxel, with or without cetuximab. The Southwest Oncology Group did a randomized phase 2 study looking at carboplatin paclitaxel with concurrent cetuximab versus consolidation cetuximab. At the end of the day, the survival actually looked pretty reasonable on both arms with no clear advantage, in my view, with either. So whether we need to give it concurrently or simply in consolidation is still a bit of an open question.